not what we expected. Darwin Smith stands as a classic example of what we came to call a level 5 leader, an individual who blends extreme personal humility with intense professional will. We found leaders of this type at the helm of every good-to-great company during the transition era. Like Smith, they were self-effacing individuals who displayed the fierce resolve to do whatever needed to be done to make the company great. Level 5 leaders channel their ego needs away from themselves and into the larger goal of building a great company. It's not that Level 5 leaders have no ego or self-interest. Indeed, they are incredibly ambitious. But their ambition is first and foremost for the institution, not themselves. The term Level 5 refers to the highest level in a hierarchy of executive capabilities that we identified in our research. While you don't need to move in sequence from Level 1 to Level 5, it might be possible to fill in some of the lower levels later. Fully developed Level 5 leaders embody all 5 layers of the pyramid. I am not going to belabor all 5 levels here, as levels 1 through 4 are somewhat self-explanatory and are discussed extensively by other authors. This chapter will focus instead on the distinguishing traits of the good to great leaders, namely Level 5 traits, in contrast to the comparison leaders in our study. The 5 levels of leadership are Level 1, highly capable individual, makes productive contributions through talent, knowledge, skills, and good work habits. Level 2, contributing team member, contributes individual capabilities to the achievement of group objectives and works effectively with others in a group setting. Level 3, competent manager, organizes people and resources toward the effective and efficient pursuit of predetermined objectives. Level 4, effective leader, catalyzes commitment to and vigorous pursuit of a clear and compelling vision, stimulating higher performance standards. And Level 5 executive, builds enduring greatness through a paradoxical blend of personal humility and professional will. Now, please permit a brief digression to set an important context. We were not looking for Level 5 leadership, or anything like it. In fact, I gave the research team explicit instructions to downplay the role of top executives so that we could avoid the simplistic credit the leader or blame the leader thinking common today. To use an analogy, the leadership is the answer to everything perspective is the modern equivalent of the God is the answer to everything perspective that held back our scientific understanding of the physical world in the Dark Ages. In the 1500s, people ascribed all events they didn't understand to God. Why did the crops fail? God did it. Why did we have an earthquake? God did it. What holds the planets in place? God. But with the Enlightenment, we began the search for a more scientific understanding, physics, chemistry, biology, and so forth. Not that we became atheists, but we gained deeper understanding about how the universe ticks. Similarly, every time we attribute everything to leadership, we're no different from people in the 1500s. We're simply admitting our ignorance. Not that we should become leadership atheists, leadership does matter, but every time we throw our hands up in frustration, reverting back to, well, the answer must be leadership, we prevent ourselves from gaining deeper, more scientific understanding about what makes great companies tick. So, early in the project, I kept insisting, ignore the executives. But the research team kept pushing back, no, there is something consistently unusual about them. We can't ignore them. And I'd respond, but the comparison companies also had leaders, even some great leaders, so what's different? Back and forth, the debate raged. Finally, as should always be the case, the data won. The good to great executives were all cut from the same cloth. It didn't matter whether the company was consumer or industrial, in crisis or steady state, offered services or products. It didn't matter when the transition took place or how big the company. All the good to great companies had Level 5 leadership at the time of transition. Furthermore, the absence of Level 5 leadership showed up as a consistent pattern in the comparison companies. Given that Level 5 leadership cuts against the grain of conventional wisdom, especially the belief that we need larger-than-life saviors with big personalities to transform companies, it is important to note that Level 5 is an empirical finding, not an ideological one.